This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You found it. The front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
The so-called reverse racism is beyond that. It's just racism that we see at the campuses being instilled by the white controllers over the so-called minorities who are now the new majority in most areas is mind-blowing. We have a guest joining us to talk about the left's weird takeover of race-based narratives and its merger with Islam, you name it. I have a lot of clips, a lot of articles to get to. Then I'm going to open the phones up to listeners just to get your take on where you think this country is currently, where it's headed, what you think of Trump, what you think of the unprecedented censorship being launched against InfoWars, against Breitbart, against so many others. I mean, the fact that Apple would just say, Breitbart, you don't get to have an app, and kick those off. Or Google, you know, with AdRoll would say, you can't advertise anymore on the internet through our platforms. And just say, you're fake. You're subhuman. That's like saying, I guess that's the way to like ban gays from stuff, to say, gays are now fake news. They'd be like, I'm not going to bake your cake because you're fake news. Well, it's really because I'm gay. Well, it's fake news, so that's okay. I say you're fake. That's libel. That's slander. That's defamation. They're the ones organizing behind the scenes to do it. The New York Times and everybody cheerleading. Shut Alex Jones up. His fake news is going to get people killed. Then they put out fake news about what we've said. That generates hysteria because my name has so much credibility with people. Then somebody goes in there with a gun and now it's my fault. They know exactly what they're doing. Dirt bags. We've got a lot of special reports to get to as well. Paul Joseph Watson did an incredibly powerful one, The Truth About Sweden. And it just makes your mind reel to realize that things have gotten this crazy and this out of control. But this is a very, very positive sign. As long as we fight back, as long as we adapt and overcome, as long as we resist this politically and peacefully, what we're promoting is classic Americana, Renaissance, classical liberalism. They've just changed all the definitions. The old fake conservatives that want to control people by guilt, nobody's listening to them. The leftists that want to control everybody by guilt and their cult, people don't want that. All the demographics and numbers show it, no matter what color you are. They're trying to bully everybody right now out of panicked understanding that humanity, the sleeping giant, as I said earlier, is awakening. I got so many of these special reports I want to get to, but let's play Brzezinski's daughter on MSNBC. Our job is to control exactly what people think. That's their job. See, I'm here to get you to think for yourself, see what the globalists are thinking, so you understand the real paradigm, not the little false paradigms they try to get us caught up in, where universities are now banning whiteboards because somebody might write something that's offensive. So, see, ban books because somebody might write something that's offensive. You're like, oh, it's not that bad. That's the plan. So let's go to Mika. Here it is.
Exactly. That's exactly what I hear. What Yamiche just said is what I hear from all the Trump supporters that I talk to who were Trump voters and are still Trump supporters. They go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing, what are you so surprised about? He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah, if you look at the issues.
I love how mainstream media tries to act like they're not trying to influence you. That's their biggest bias, is that I'm here openly trying to influence an open, free society, Second Amendment, pro-life, but also a very tolerant society, and religious freedom, and nationalism, and studying how combines and globalists and monopolies have taken over in the past and have taken over now to reverse that. I'm a fan of humanity. See, I just wore it all on my sleeve. These people are all sycophants in New York and L.A. and places like Trump talked about, the elites, trying to become more elite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
It's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
He just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So, the globalists just thought they were going to install Hillary and we wouldn't fight back. But the sleeping giant that is America has awoken. We have fought back. And President Trump is aware of the globalist program. And the con men that thought that they could just keep all this in the dark and thought they could just roll out the rest of their cultural takeover and financial takeover are now panicking because they had all the big TV shows already produced, like Homeland, set for this year, where there's a female president and Alex Jones literally is out to get her and is a terrorist. But see, she didn't get in, but the TV show is still airing. And they're calling for shutting down the, quote, alt-right, saying we're fake news. Yes, it's not that you're trying to censor your opposition. It's not that you're trying to be fascist or authoritarian or communist. Oh, no, no, no. You're doing what the communist Chinese started doing in 1996, banning free speech on their internet, calling it banning fake news. And now China is in PC World, the Associated Press, and Wall Street Journal, with our media going, oh, you're so good at banning fake news. Tell us how to do it with a straight face. That might as well say, you've got great suicide vans and Falun Gong prisoners. You harvest their organs. Gee, tell us how you did that, too. We've now reached this otherworldly craziness where they're still going ahead with their internet takeover plan. And they're planning to block nationalist movements in Europe at the State Department, even though Trump's in and they're just ignoring whatever the president says. And you've got reports up on Drudge Report where Maxine Waters is calling Trump's cabinet scumbags. That's when she's not saying that Putin and the Russians have invaded Korea, not North or South, just Korea. Of course, they didn't invade either, but there's been no military action by the Russians, but it just doesn't matter. Because, you know, all her opposition is subhuman. See, we're all scumbags. We're all fake news. Pelosi still thinks Bush is the president, George W., but that's okay. That's okay. Beck, we cue up the scumbag part when we can. Now, I'm going to take your phone calls at the bottom of the hour, but I wanted to get this fella in because he's an expert on it. He's written a book about it. Scott Greer, he's at thedailycaller.com. I wanted to get him on because, you know, he's written articles dealing with all this. Students wear white pens to remind them of white privilege. But it gets better. Here's another one today. This is out of the Detroit News. University bans dorm room. That's right. University bans dorm room whiteboards to stop hurtful words. The college fix. And he's written the book, No Campus for White Men. And folks, whenever Arkansas wouldn't let little black girls into the public school, Eisenhower in 1959 sent in the National Guard. Also happened in Alabama. This, though, is literally, we've all seen the footage of where people come over to a white person and say, you're not welcome on campus. And now the black groups, the Hispanic groups, others are saying, we want our own white free area. And then now it's just no whites at all. And then if you go to the campuses, you've got to go attend classes where you're taught in Stockholm syndrome that you're inherently bad because you're white. They're dividing the schools up, the secondary learning, the colleges of higher learning, into prisons. That's how you control prisons in anywhere in the country. You got Hispanics, blacks, and the whites. And there's a big Asian population, say San Francisco, you got an area for the Asians. That's how the warden, the divide and conquer folks, control. So they're invoking the most hardcore racism and also saying ban free speech. Can't have whiteboards because that might hurt somebody's feelings and somebody might write something bad. That's saying ban books. Somebody might write something bad. This is a total admitted cult. And Jerry Seinfeld can come out and basically admit that. Jerry Seinfeld can say that, you know, liberalism and political correctness is a cult, but he still supports all the other major tenets of it. So there's also this insanity inside the left of going along with this, and now they're outright bullies, just beating up white people everywhere, mainly white people doing it, and saying, you have no right. And, of course, we have one of the DNC candidates, high-level Democrats, saying, I'm white, but I will suppress the whites and make sure they don't get privilege and you get all the privilege. And then you have AdRoll that works with Google, one of the biggest ad agencies out there, saying InfoWars isn't allowed to advertise with us after almost 3 years on our online platforms, because we say you're hateful and fake and no political news is allowed on your website. They're claiming there's a federal elections commission rule. There is no federal elections Commission rule. But see, Hillary was going to do all this. This had all been announced. So, they're trying to cut off the ad revenue to the Daily Caller, InfoWars, you name it. Dredge Smart has his own platform. We're going to have to go back to that and just do it because we're under attack. That's why we're doing a fundraiser just by selling high-quality products, InfoWars.com/show. You can go make donations of $5, $10, $100. Very easy to do on PayPal or credit card. Very secure system. Or go to InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get our great nutraceuticals, Brain Force and Supermale Vitality and Survival Shield X2 and books and films and non-GMO heirloom seeds. And you get a free, high-quality Alexa Pure water filtration system. When you get a three-month supply of great, high-quality, storable food to have. We have nanotech, highest-quality body armor that nobody else has got with the Defense Department and State Police. Yeah, we get it first for patriots. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and send a message to these people. We've already had a lot of orders come in, record orders, and I want to thank you. But it's a big shortfall. So I want to be able to, the next few days, announce to the globalists they failed yet again in their attempt to censor us. But you're getting great products, you're supporting free speech, and they can shoot down InfoWars, they can shoot us all down. That's what all this bullying is about. So separately on that subject, Daily Caller writer, I want to thank you for coming on with us today. Scott Greer, again at Twitter, at Scott Greer, or McGreer. Folks can find that, Scott M. Greer, at dailycaller.com. You know, you hear this stuff and it sounds crazy until you see the videos of it, or I read a book and like you've written. I want to get into that and where you think all this is going. But before we do that, what do you make of all the announcements that we should be banned, you should be banned, and now the attempts to do it? What do we do about this? Because, I mean, you know, if a cake place gets sued and the police indict them for not baking a cake for gay people, you know, I say, hey, bake their cake. But here's the deal. Then I'm not allowed. Other companies, though, can refuse to do business with me saying I'm a subhuman, I'm a bad person because I'm a conservative or I'm white. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, they tried to do that with everything. The left now is particularly anti-free speech. Anti-free speech is a cornerstone of their ideology. They mark everything as hate speech. InfoWars is hate speech. Breitbart's hate speech. Daily Caller is hate speech. Donald Trump's hate speech. Miley Yiannopoulos is hate speech. Everything is hate speech, and they try to shut everything down. The place we see this the most is on a college campus. That's why I wrote No Campus for White Men, because this is a problem that everybody's seeing. But it's now going outside of the college campus where they're trying to shut down ad revenue. There's just a story this week coming from BuzzFeed where they got a leaked email from a major corporation saying that a lot of their clients are wanting to blacklist Breitbart because they don't want to be associated with the hateful rhetoric there. And almost the way that you have to push back is there has to be pressure from conservatives from the right to say that, you know what, we're going to support this company and we're going to boycott you if you are punishing conservatives just for expressing their free speech. You know, the left, the reason why they always cater to the left is the left has the greatest pressure. If they want to push some kind of agenda or ideology, it always comes to the left because the left has the biggest platform and it's going to intimidate and pressure them. What now needs to happen is the right to have equal pressure and put the pressure on these companies, such as when Breitbart decided to boycott Kellogg's when Kellogg's pulled all their ad revenue for them, which is very bad PR for Kellogg's and probably not a smart move. You need that to come from the right, as we see on the left throughout the years.
Well, let's expand on that. They know it's lawsuit city. So they tiptoe around and say, hey, let's boycott together. A boycott you can do. When you get Hillary and the government and Soros saying, ban fake news, don't let them advertise, don't advertise with them, that's an organized attempt to shut a business down, and it's clearly criminal.
In some ways, it's very un-American. It's un-American to shut down a business just for expressing their viewpoints. And they try to claim that, oh, they're causing hate crimes. There's no hate crimes there. There's no violence being caused. There's no illegality caused. They try to use all this fantasy. They don't need any basis in facts. They just need the emotional appeal that, oh, we think this is dangerous. We have to shut it down. It's very un-American, and that's the way you push against it. I think you can launch lawsuits if there is ways that they're using illegal means or ways that is against the Constitution or laws, that you can sue them and take them to civil court or possibly criminal court, depending on what they're doing.
And look, somebody has to start doing it because they're in the New York Times saying, shut off InfoWars. They're in the Washington Post saying, shut it off, shut it down. They're in the news saying, shut down Drudge Report. You know, have the Federal Elections Commission go after them, saying our speech is political, so we can't have speech. Well, we have the First Amendment. Of course it's political. I'm going to skip this break. Let's get into your book itself and the fact that This is clearly organized, and where this is coming from with the big foundations.
Well, with on a college campus, some of this stuff is coming from the big foundations. When you had the Milo riot in Berkeley, one of the groups was getting sponsored by a group that is funded by George Soros. So there is some organization there. But a lot of this is kind of organic to the campuses, but the campus culture has just kind of created these crazies who just want to advocate for this racial change, that everything is just based on racial identity or an ethnic identity, and there's this war against whiteness, as they say. So this is a lot of this is just organically created by the campus culture that's been developed over the last 50 years. You know, this didn't just pop out of a vacuum. This is a long path that we've taken from, you know, implementing, you know, studies that are only exclusive for certain ethnic groups, having groups that are reserved only for, you have to have a certain racial background in order to join this group. They have these types of things that have been going on for several years now.
I was about to say, they follow the very premise of the KKK, but it's, quote, for minorities. It's totally exclusionary towards whites, fundamentally saying the color of someone's skin is a primal sin. Again, the total opposite of Martin Luther King.
Yeah, exactly. And what we're seeing now is they're creating kind of a moral culture. I outlined this in No Campus for White Men. It's called victimhood culture, where everybody is judged. It's judged based on how much you can appeal to a victim status. You're to get moral status and moral value based on that. So if it's not based on who has the most honor, the most accomplishments, or your dignity that comes from being an American citizen. It's all about your ability to demonstrate that you're an oppressed victim. And it has nothing to do with income or socioeconomic status. It's all having to deal with your color of your skin, your, you know, sexual orientation, all that kind of stuff, all the kind of ideas.
And then you put yourself into this group that has cultural controllers, so you've now been divided into little subgroups.
Exactly. It is kind of a divided conquer. It eventually comes up with tribal warfare. This is what we're seeing on college campus. It's everybody pitting against each other. Everyone's put in these groups. Nobody comes together for what's good for the student body or for Americans as a whole. It's just, this is good for my little tribe, and I'm going to go to war for it. And I'm going to advocate just for my tribe. I don't care about anybody else. That's why they're now, what we're seeing in a lot of campuses, such as California State University, Los Angeles, where they're wanting segregated housing for, they actually implemented segregated housing for African Americans, which was put forth by black activists. You know, this is Jim Crow era stuff. They put this forward and it's cheaper, more affordable, and better housing that's reserved exclusively for African-American students. And they had to do this because apparently there's too many microaggressions they have to deal with, which are kind of unintended jokes and comments that are made that can be perceived
sure.
as racially aggressive.
You've got a little bit too much reverb. I really want to be able to hear what you have to say and finish up here talking about your book. So I'm gonna put you on hold for just a moment via Skype. It's great to be able to see you. We're going to call you up on your phone. Stay on Skype, but let's do phone as well. Because the reverb's a little bit confusing there. I want folks to be able to hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the colleges, a lot of their enrollments are way down, especially after they have these anti-white riots and things, and, you know, where you see the weird white female teachers leading minority groups saying whites aren't allowed anywhere on the school grounds and saying this is our area and, you know, get me some muscle over here. These are wimps practicing war in an open, free society of people that have been taught to be tolerant. So we're all brought up to be like dodo birds, especially if you're white. And a dodo bird, you know, they were extinct very quick after humans found their island because they would just sit there on the ground and wouldn't run away from it. You could kill them. You could kill one right in front of another dodo bird and it wouldn't do anything. And so the West is so open, so liberal, so free that in Sweden they actually say, I'm sorry, rape me again. I mean, you know, this is just, they go to anti-racism events to be raped by the North African invaders. Okay, so this is just what's going on. This is pure racism. This is pure cultural, you deserve to be raped because you're a white Swede. And then you come and give yourself as a sacrament, and then you're like freaking out once you're being gang raped. So this is what's happening. This is total Stockholm Syndrome, mass mental illness. And they know what they're doing. The controllers know what they're doing. And it's meant to just wreck education itself. They were threatened by a free press. They were threatened by our great universities and open free thought. But now they're banning the whiteboards because someone might write on them, plus they're white. And they're banning images of men being masculine. In the new transgender, you know, thing in National Geographic, there was no woman there. Oh, here's the woman that has kids. She has some value. No, you don't exist because you're the real enemy. And so they told you who you were there. And Gloria Steinem admits the CIA hired her. They set the whole thing up to break up the family, and they've done it. pretty good job. We're trying to emergency reorganize and fix things. This is an attack against everybody. But you have to understand, the people controlling this know what they're doing. Getting back to my guest here, again, who's author of the book, we put it up on screen for some of the TV viewers, dealing with the fact that there is absolutely no campus for white men is the book, Scott Greer. I've been asked the questions here, but what do you think overall is behind this? How bad will it get before it ever gets better?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Can you hear me? That's another issue. People never can hear me over the phone. All right, can you hear me now, my friend?
I can hear you.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We're just finishing your point, so I get some good audio there with you about your book.
Well, yeah, just going on my book, you know, the reason why we had that I wrote this book is just because we saw so many crazy events that were happening on college campus. The real inspiration that came from for the book was in November 2015 when we had these two incidents that happened at University of Missouri and Yale University where there was these aggressive protests. University of Missouri was even worse. They were able to force out their university president because he was apparently not doing enough with the school's racism that was a big problem on college campus. So they were able to convince over 30 African-American football players to boycott any future games unless he left. And they were able to force him to leave. And the incidents they pointed to were not even that big of a deal. They were, some of them, one was that they saw a marking on in a dormitory bathroom, and they said, this is a sign of the racism we have to deal with. And when I saw these incidents, it just led to me to write the book, No Campus for White Men.
Well, this is like comedians now that see highway markings that aren't even swastikas, that are figure eights, and they go freak out saying swastikas are everywhere. I mean, this is like a mental illness.
Oh, absolutely. It is. It is the kind of things that we see. It is mental illness. And the way that we've seen this is what they use to suppress the speech is that somehow if you say certain ideas, if you say conservative ideas on a college campus, it's not that it's just wrong and there's these facts that they'll use to prove it. It's saying this is a threat to my safety. I'm going to die if you express this viewpoint on a college campus. I am not going to survive if Milo Yiannopoulos or anybody else comes on a college campus and says their point of view. So they say it is, but it's just mark of crazy people. I mean, the only people who say that are mentally ill. If you're a normal person, you say, I just saw something on the TV and I'm going to die because this person said that, people are going to laugh at you and say you're crazy and you need help. But on a college campus, that's taken seriously and they're able to shut down speakers just because of this appeal that somehow their safety is threatened.
And then that feeds to it to where universities are now banning. And so are high schools, American flags, because that triggers people, American flag shirts. The Ninth Circuit ruled that was okay 2 years ago, the same one that ruled against Trump, ignored the law. And now we have universities banning whiteboards. That's saying ban books, because someone might write something that hurts someone's feelings. You can't make that up.
Yeah, these are places where free speech is not available. It's basically suppressing speech, because if any viewpoint is expressed that might hurt somebody's safety or feelings, they're going to shut it down. That's why the whiteboards. I mean, how are you going to express? You know, these are college campuses. People are pushing the envelope. This is young people pushing the envelope. And of course, they're going to write silly things on whiteboards. These are college kids. But apparently, because we can't have nice things, we can't have fun things in college, they have to shut it down. And even worse, they're even going after the English language at some campuses because it's too white supremacist, even though it's a language we all speak.
They're trying to get rid of the word lynch because that triggers people think they might be lynched when it's just an Irish name. MSU banning whiteboards due to bullying. Again, this is so they can bully you, turn everybody into basket cases, and then the controllers in the mental ward, the whole planet's a mental ward under this, they then make sure there's no bullying so there's no real communication, outlawing literature, outlawing culture, outlawing the species. Scott Greer, DailyCaller.com. I can't wait to read the whole book. Thank you so much, and I hope people get the book before it gets banned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have that fellow back on. I got to tell you, folks mean business, and we can't fall into this thing of being racist if we're white and think the minorities are out to get us. The average, quote, minority is like everybody else trying to have a job and a family and a life and just sick of all this crap. But this is what's being pushed by the social engineers, and they have created just a monstrous victimology of a whole generation of people, millennials, who are going to call for all speech to be banned they don't agree with. So see how perfect that is for the bullies to claim that you're a bully while they're bullying you. We'll be back with key news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Let me tell you what's coming up on this 13-hour transmission that we're now an hour and a half into. We've got Roger Stone and Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up in the fourth hour to talk about the censorship exploding around the country and the world. Jordan Maxwell is going to be joining us. Paul Joseph Watson is going to host 3 to 4. And then we've got Brittany Pettibone hosting the fourth hour. We've got Millie Weaver, Darren McBreen, Leanne McAdoo. We've got David Knight, the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. It'll be live with a lot of packages as well. And we've also got some of the tape pieces, produced pieces. And then we've also got myself, 8 to midnight. And I'm going to do a Ask Me Anything Reddit starting at 8 right through for about 2 hours. I'm not going to do 2 hours solid with Reddit, but I'll do about an hour and a half with Reddit. And I'll also take some phone calls. So it'll be a Reddit while I'm live on air, Ask Me Anything. So it'll be both phone calls then. You know, it's such a big deal to have massive censorship taking place against InfoWars. at the levels they're doing it, and under law, what's being done is massive civil rights violation, massive discrimination, just open and shut. But it's being pushed by the mainstream media. It's being pushed by the big foundations. It's being pushed by some of the courts. The Fourth Circuit, in fact, I sent this to Nico. He probably gave it to me. Ruled against the Second Amendment 2 days ago on Monday. I didn't even know about that till this morning. I was on Raw Story where they were celebrating, you know, attacks on me, and I saw them celebrating that, and I went and read the ruling. It was just like, they said guns that aren't for hunting are banned, and you can't have a gun that could be military. That's the exact gun you need. And so semi-autos can all be banned. That's, see, people, I'm not just up here saying, we're still in a fight. You know, we're in big trouble. You know, keep tuning in because, you know, Trump's in, everything's okay, and I just want to, you know, keep the audience. Quite frankly, if Trump wasn't being opposed like this and was actually able to stabilize things, we just do the four-hour show. I still have the nightly news. There'd still be plenty to cover, fight for freedom, but I wouldn't be hyperventilating, desperate, totally freaked out. I mean, I am just, I feel sick right now. Okay? I don't want to be on air right now, okay? I mean, it doesn't make me want to quit, but it fundamentally makes me want to up our game even more to a very frustrating level is what I'm saying. When you've got massive hordes of people banning books, banning chalkboards, banning speech, attacking women everywhere, attacking families trying to go to the inauguration, looking like rat-like scum just crazed out of some movie like they're in some devil cult, and lies everywhere and bullying and death threats and open economic sabotage and just all sorts of other bizarre behavior, the public has become satanic, narcissistic, twisted, disconnected, lazy, spoiled, stupid. And they just love company, and the globalists have helped create this mess, and they've now just organized these giant throngs of goblin-like dumbasses that are the biggest victims of this system, and the globalists write all these white papers and books how they've done it to people, and they engage in such incredibly fundamental lies constantly, it makes my head spin. But here's the good news. We would be in so much trouble right now if Trump wasn't in, and they're really having to reveal themselves right now in their attempts to stop him and get him out. They are so panicked. They wanted those next four Supreme Court justices. They wanted to further bankrupt the economy and consolidate control. They wanted to kind of have their losers get to play army scenario where they play, you know, cowardly culture war and totally destroy what's left of humanity and the family. But humanity is kicking back in, coming from behind, and having massive gains. But when I just see how they bitch and complain because Christians don't want to rent their house to a homosexual couple, and then, okay, you can debate whether that's right or not. That could be discriminatory. I mean, I'm kind of a libertarian. I see where that's going. But then what are those folks aren't tolerant, you see, of their Christianity? You know, rent a room or whatever. I mean, you know, who do you really want in your house? Maybe you love people that are gay. Maybe you hate them. The point is that that individual right to say, I like this restaurant, not that restaurant, because that is discrimination. I like green peas. I don't like black-eyed peas. I mean, I like both, but I'm just using it as an analogy. So discrimination just means, you know, you choose a road you think is a quicker, better way to go somewhere. That's discriminatory. Discrimination is walking down a path, not stepping in a hole. Discrimination is picking the girl you want to try to go out with. But they tell you, don't have discrimination, just take on the values we want to give you. Then their values are pure cultural death. So, okay, somebody in Seattle doesn't want to bake a cake for somebody that want to have, you know, their gay cake or whatever, the rainbow on it. You could argue, you're open for business, Civil Rights Act, the rest of it. That's one step away from telling, you know, black folks, they can't come in your restaurant. But then what if somebody wanted you to make a KKK cake? See, starts getting a little hard to differentiate there. I, quite frankly, I think it was a setup. If I owned a bakery, somebody walked in and said, make a KKK cake, I'd say, what is it? You know, make your own KKK cake. Or how about I make you the cake and I sell you the icing and then you do it yourself? What if somebody came in and said, I want you to, you know, put a big men's member on it? There have been cases where people don't want to do that because they're Christians. The point is, if it's a small mom and pop, kind of leave them alone. You know what I mean? I think chains and folks have to follow pretty open policy, but they can have policies as well. But you can't argue we got a policy that we just adopted that you can't be political and have advertising claiming that you're violating the Federal Elections Commission. Because that's how they said they'd go after us and Grudge. When I'm advertising supplements and water filters, that's what our advertisement was through Google and AdRoll, not AdBlade. The names are similar, two different groups. AdRoll. And they just said, you're fake news. You put out disinformation. No judge, no jury, no ruling. We just dehumanized you and a three-year relationship. It's gone. Because of potentially sensitive information, you hurt somebody's feelings. We don't tell you what you did. We don't tell you anything. We just say that your relationship with us brought in $3.3 million in profit. That's profit in that program, not profit in InfoWars and Free Speech Systems, but profit to fund us, because that's what we do. Quite frankly, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be doing other things for money, and I'd be happy with the money I had. And I shouldn't have to even say that. It doesn't matter. It's a free market system. I want you to be successful. I want to be successful. The problem is those of us that are true lovers of freedom aren't that hungry. Once we have our bills taken care of and our cars and go on vacation and, you know, you can, you know, donate money to charity if you need to and you got a little money in the bank, you feel good. That's all I ever wanted until they tried to destroy me and they tried to crush me and they tried to say that I was all about money. And they tried to infiltrate and overthrow InfoWars 10 years ago. I announced on air, I said, I'm going to expand from 4 or 5 million people a week to 20 million people a week, and we did it. Then we went to over 40 million a week, and I said we'd do it. And now we're going to over 100 million, and some weeks we've got 80-plus, and that's real numbers. And they're scared because they know InfoWars is one of the biggest media events in the world. We're on thousands of platforms because we faced censorship before, and we're all about total diversity. And it's a war. If they can take down the lead elephant, Alex Jones, InfoWars, they can take down the other lead elephants, and when they're done with Drudge and Limbaugh and Breitbart, they're coming after you. And they say they want Trump dead. They say they want his family bankrupt. They say they want me dead. They say they want you dead. They want you under their control. They're a cult. And they've got a bunch of the dumbest, most profoundly manipulated, zombie-like cult members following them. And it's very, very sad, but nevertheless, we have history and facts on our side. And they are just a swarm out there announcing that if they, the magical ones, that means any social justice warrior, Google admits this, YouTube, Facebook, all of them, that they will start banning you because the community didn't like you. But then it turns out with Reddit, and it turns out with Dig, and it turns out with Apple and all these systems, it's come out in the news. It's been leaked. They have little super bots, super community people, and their vote is worth 1,000 times yours. And then they said, even if you outvote them 1,000 to 1, they go to a higher board in the company, and they say, you are the special AstroTurf. You are the magic one. Dig investigates claim of conservative censorship. Oh, they're investigating. Oh, did Hitler investigate killing Jews in 1945? Did he look into it? Did John Holmes investigate if he was in porn? Did Donald Trump investigate if he was married to Melania? You're married to Melania, Trump. Let me investigate that. I remember Dig. We were number one on Dig like 10 years ago. Everything we did was number one. They just banned InfoWars. The URL, everything. Well, if you go back and look at Dig, Dig censors InfoWars. And you know what? Look at what happened to Dig. They went from being as big as Reddit or bigger to being toilet bowl leftist echo chamber cult. And just like it's their little university, Facebook's their university, and Twitter's their university, and Dig, and Reddit. Oh, and the Donald's the most popular thing on Reddit. It's more popular than almost all their other sections combined. So now they're announcing more censorship and blocking sharing and controlling the contagion. And not letting you, first it was don't share Pizzagate links. Now it's don't share InfoWars links. So tonight, 8 o'clock Central, I'm going to go on live, talk about it, And we can ask him anything, but we're really going to be watching in the control room the censorship that goes on Digg and the different ways it's known. Not Digg, excuse me. Same creature, same, you know, just different orifice. Reddit. So tonight we're going to be on a Reddit Ask Me Anything. We're teleprompter free here, folks. I'm at mistakes. 8 o'clock, part of this transmission. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. If you believe in this broadcast, you want to see us continue on. Go get the colloidal silver, 33% off. Get the 3-month supply of high quality made in America, totally clean, fresh, storable foods, and get a free Alexa Pure large $200+ value water filter free. We have more different print, different color ink, different variant, different size, different paper, but still limited edition. 2,500 of Trump, 700 of Ronald Reagan. When those limited editions are gone, by the famous artist, that's the official Republican Party artist, they're gone. I'm not going to sell any more of his prints unless, I guess, it's of somebody else. But of Reagan, it's a one-time deal. Of Trump, they sold out so quick that we've come back with, again, a variant of the same drawing, but in different print, different color. So many folks wanted it. Oh, and guess what? Even though it sold out in 2 days last time, we're doing it for $19.95. That's in the tube. Delivered to your door. You try to buy something like this at an art house, it'd be $200 in the tube, $300 framed. Believe me, it's amazing. And it's great to support this openly. Support free speech, exercise your speech, and support what we're doing and get a great piece of art. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's Caveman, Ultimate Paleo, Bone Broth and Turmeric and more. Formula, a couple scoops of that a day. Wow. Talk about, I mean, I couldn't bench press really heavy anymore, even though I'm still strong because of my joints, and I sort of taken Caveman, and it just absolutely knocked it out. I mean, just next level with the collagen and all the rest of it. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Most of our supplements have 4.8, 4.9 reviews on Power Reviews, third-party site. Notice there that the day Caveman came out, before anybody could review it, there were dozens of lying fake reviews saying it was horrible to drive it down, hoping to create the illusion that people don't like it so it doesn't go to 4.8 like the others. It's at 3.9 right now, or blow that up, it's at 3.8. I mean, that's how much they're after us, folks, with fake Better Business Bureau filings and just you name it. I mean, you want somebody to fight? We're fighting. We're standing up against the globalists. We're taking action. And you're supporting us. We love you. I want to thank you. I'm not complaining. But spread the article. Spread the video. Spread the links. Send us the tips. Start your own website. Start your own local shows. Start your own investigative journalism. You've got the initiative. You've got the mind. You've got the will. Take action. Defend the InfoWars special. Right now going. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com/show. Find all the free video links for this 13-hour broadcast to send to everybody you know. So it goes viral and there's millions extra who wouldn't have ever watched saying, hey, this is forbidden information. They don't want you to watch. They don't want you to see. It's a 13-hour transmission. This is the guy they're saying don't listen to. This is the guy Homeland is demonizing. This is the guy they're going after. Go to InfoWars.com/show. You can find the donate tab just to give us $5, $20, $30, $100, $250. Hey, freedom isn't free. You've got my commitment, as you've seen us, to change the world if you'll pray for us and back us, and you've seen it happen. You want to see us go next level? Believe me, I know there's great danger in doing that, but I'm going to do it, or I'm going to fight as hard as I can. Also, you can write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. If you'd like to write us a check, money order, and donate, and please support our local affiliates. I know that they need your prayers and financial support as well. Now, I want to go to Paul Watson's powerful report. I don't have time to air the whole thing now, but this is the truth about Sweden, what really happened last night in Sweden. And watching this is even more powerful, though it's painful to see what's happening. But go to InfoWars.com/show if you want to see this live feed right now. Sweden! You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. I tried to reach for you,
but you have closed your mind. Isn't it strange how all the leftists who mocked Trump about his last night in Sweden quote are suddenly so quiet about what happened last night in Sweden? Men in a migrant suburb of Stockholm rioted, burned cars, and attacked reporters, shopkeepers, and police officers because cops arrested a drug dealer. So I put out a challenge for lefties who thought that Sweden's crime-ridden suburbs were safe.
to visit themselves, prompting a bunch of D-rate celebrities to shamelessly virtue signal about how progressive they are. The kind of people who live in the whitest areas possible and would themselves if they went anywhere near an Islamic ghetto. Unlike yours truly, who got chased out of one, Molenbeek, days after the Paris massacre. My challenge was accepted by Tim Poole, who was then told by other left-wing journalists not to investigate Sweden's migrant suburbs. Really? Journalists scared of someone doing journalism. But if Sweden's migrant suburbs are so culturally enriched and safe as you claim, what are you afraid of? The truth. The truth about a country that's so safe it holds the proud honour of being the rape capital of Europe. A country where rapes are so commonplace that migrant culprits laugh at their victims as they report it to the police.
Nay. Nay. Sweden is on a fast track to disaster.
Yes, it's a refugee overload. It's good work.
I mean, it's so safe that Turkish government newspapers are placing ads warning their citizens about it. Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that when television crews visit them to prove that they're safe, they're physically attacked by migrants.
The police leave, and as we prepare to go, young men masking their faces arrive.
Good, you're doing good.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Let's get in here.
Okay, you too.
And attack.
There's no need to be unkind.
You can't
The gang's attention turns when a local intervenes and drives his mobility scooter into the most violent attacker.
We've been individually attacked. Soundman has been punched, the producer's been punched, you've been run over, the cameraman. We've all been assaulted and insulted.
Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that filmmakers fear for their lives as they're assaulted on the street.
While we were setting up a shoot at a neighboring location, we were approached by five men and told to leave. While my crew took off, I stayed to simply ask why we had to leave. Because I was still wired, we had the sound of what happened next.
How come it's a problem to film here?
I don't want to be filmed.
I know, but why? What's the why?
I just don't want to.
Let go of me.
Let go of me.
Let go of me.
Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. Kidnapped 5 minutes in their country. They've got a survival instinct.
Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that ambulance workers are demanding riot gear to go anywhere near them. Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that Swedish citizens are demanding bulletproof vests while the government tries to ban them. Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that there are 55 no-go zones, the vast majority of which are migrant suburbs.
There are now 55 declared no-go zones in Sweden, where police have to escort ambulances to ensure their safety.
Oh, but the police do go there, so how dare you call them no-go zones? Yeah, they go there and there are attacks with rocks and missiles. That's not safe. Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that pro-immigration Swedish politicians and celebrities live nowhere near them. Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that in some areas, meter maids have just stopped going. Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that maintenance companies have refused to service customers who live there. Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that some Somali immigrants want to leave because their violence-plagued homeland is safer. Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that immigrant-led riots and mass burning of cars is commonplace, including last night in Sweden. Oh, Sweden's migrant suburbs are so safe that Malmo is known as Sweden's Chicago. It's one of the most dangerous cities in the whole of Western Europe, with a murder rate higher than Paris and London. Malmo has a foreign population of around 43%, and areas like Rosengård are 90% Muslim. But I'm sure that's just a coincidence. 42-year-old police veteran Chief Superintendent Torsten Olofsson says that migrants comprise the majority of people being arrested in the city. He also says that explosions and grenade attacks are routine as a form of intimidation. And Swedes are so pleased with the impact that mass immigration has had on their country that the far-right anti-immigrant Sweden Democrats Party has risen from relative obscurity to be almost number one in the polls. If there's no problem with mass immigration, why has their support doubled? Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that 53% of prisoners serving long-term sentences in Sweden have a foreign background. Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that veteran police officer Peter Springer says that almost every suspect involved in a serious violent crime is called Mohammed or another Islamic name. Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that less than 500 out of 160,000 refugees who arrived in 2016 have a job. Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that half of all jobless are foreigners. Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that 58% of welfare payments go to migrants. Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that ISIS flags have been legalized and returning jihadists are being considered for welfare payments. Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that migrants are raping women at anti-racism festivals.
Over the past 2 years, dozens of young women, some as young as 12, were raped at these festivals across Sweden by hundreds of young immigrants. They use the tactic where dozens of men surround one or more girls in circles. While the men in the inner circle sexually attacks their victims, the outer circle distracts and keeps out anyone who would stop it. The attacks have become so common that some bands, most notably Mumford & Sons, refuse to play in Sweden.
This has happened multiple times and to multiple victims. Then the issue is that when it is reported, this was widely known by the people who were there, the police that was on the scene, but then it was... they put the lid on it. So they covered it up.
Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that preschool kids are playing ISIS games. Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that the words pray to Allah or die alongside an ISIS flag was spray painted on the side of a school. Integration of immigrants in Sweden has been so successful that an ISIS supporter was employed as an immigration officer. The Huffington Post claims that deadly crime has decreased over time in Sweden. The New York Times also claimed crime was decreasing. And that's fake news. Lethal violence has increased 29% since 2014. Sex crimes have doubled since 2012. Gun violence has increased 84% over the last 9 years. All the sources for those stats are in the description below. The Swedish government does not record the ethnicity of those involved in crime, reports the Huffington Post. Oh gee, I wonder why that is. I wonder why they stopped producing reports on this back in 2005. Could it possibly be because the 2005 report showed immigrants to be vastly overrepresented in crime stats? Could it be because immigrants were 5.5 times more likely to carry out rape? Could the lack of statistics relating to migrant crimes be anything to do with the fact that police have been ordered to cover them up? And if you don't believe these facts, or anything that I have to say, and listen to what an actual refugee living in Sweden has to say.
Donald Trump is not wrong about Sweden. This huge influx of migrants has been causing quite some problems. Sex crimes have increased severely. Bathhouses and music festivals, I mean, the reports for sex crimes on those have gone up by a lot. And in 80% of sex crime cases pertaining to bathhouses, this is the official police report, 80% of the perpetrators were newly arrived migrants.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.